I guess when I speak about idolatry, I mean images, graven images that we worship and assign deity to them or through them. But I guess I also talk about the idols of the so-called Western world, money, power, celebrities, material things that we serve and that we put above God and above the Word of God that can be an idol. These are things that cannot save us. Listen to what Isaiah says about the vanity of idols. It's found in Isaiah 45, verse 20. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell you and bring them near. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me, and you be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is nothing else. I have sworn by myself, and the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord I have righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. You see, the things that we idolize, whether it's an idol that we fall down and worship before, or offer incense to, or burn offerings to, whether it's that kind of an idol, idolatry of power and money and sports and all these things that are so important to us, way more important to us than God, and we serve those things, yet they cannot save us. In the end, we will be ashamed before God that we serve them instead of God. Serve God only. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, I fall before you and worship you. I give you the worship that you want, sincere, singular. That is to you only, Lord, do I give praise and honor and glory and blessing. I pray to you, I serve you, and none other. In Jesus' name, amen.